Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in studio. Shelby Williams is with us. She's the Cass County Extension Youth Program Coordinator. We're going to talk a little bit about summer camps. We're getting to that time of the year. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's kind of scary we're getting there so fast.
Yes, it is. Everything's approaching very quickly, and summer camps are right around the corner with school getting out, and we're really excited to partner with the Cass County Conservation and be able to do this for the youth.
That's a real valuable resource, isn't it, to be able to partner up with Conservation and ISU Extension to be able to put something like this together for the kids?
Yeah, I think that's a really neat partnership that we have, and we're really grateful that we are able to work with different, you know, people in the community and be able to produce something this great for the kids. And, I mean, they're very, like, cheap, too, like $10 for a whole day. And so we're glad that we're able to, you know, put the time and effort into making these fun activities for the kids.
Yeah, before we get the parents a little too excited, thinking, ooh, the kids are going to be out from under my feet all summer while I send them off to camp, it's a one-day camp. But there are a whole bunch of opportunities. You know, the nice thing about these camps, I think, in addition to the fact that, you know, they're grade-specific, they learn some different things grade-specific, is that there's so much flexibility in time, date, location that they can participate. You really give folks a lot of choices.
Yeah, I think that's the one really neat thing about partnering with the conservation is that we're available to do that during the summer. And a couple of the, for the younger kids, the K through second graders, we have actually 2 days, but they're like a morning, so it equals out to like a full day. But it's just sometimes the full days get a little long for those kids at that age. And but other than that, yeah, we have Anita, Lewis, and Atlantic. We have all those locations, so that's really neat that we are able to spread that out throughout the county.
Really? You think it's hard to keep the attention of young children for a full day? Yes, it is. Well, hey, let's talk about some of these individual summer camps. You touched on the one for the youngest of the students, kids kindergarten through second grade. And by the way, when we say K through second grade, is that what they just finished or what they'll be entering?
That is the grade that they are going into. So if they're going into first grade, they were in kindergarten, they're going into first grade. So then you need to write down first grade, the grade that they're going into.
Okay, so like four-year-olds who haven't gotten into kindergarten this past year but will this fall, they can participate in these. Okay, excellent. Now that we've got that out of the way, let's talk about what you have in mind for those youngsters.
Yeah, so the K through second grade is Amazing Metamorphism. And we're going to do a lot with frogs and butterflies. And there's going to be a lot of different crafts and games that we have planned. And I think that all around it's going to be a fun hands-on day full of activities. So I think that one will be really fun.
Now, when you say frogs and butterflies, what are they going to learn from that?
Yeah, so we're going to teach them about the life cycles of both of them from start to finish. So I think that that's a really important thing for them to understand. That's really a neat aspect for us with especially like the 4-H side, that people even with livestock, they deal with a start to finish with their animals. And I guess that's a really important life lesson to know also. So I think that that's one thing that really stood out to me about that camp.
And of course, unlike humans who largely look the same, we change, of course, when we're born as opposed to when we get older, but these don't. So they're going to learn a lot of lessons there too. All right. Now you mentioned too, you've got a lot of options for folks within that K through second grade for them to pick their location, their time that works best for them.
Yeah. So on June 1st and 2nd from 9 to noon, we have one at Lake Anita. And then on June 5 and 6, we have one from 9 to noon, and that's in Lewis. And then June 15th and 16th, we have one at Atlantic. And we actually have an afternoon and a morning session for that one. So we'll hold two different half-day camps. So
you can accommodate kids in the morning session and afternoon session each of those 2 days, separate groups.
And I'd like to add, even if you're not, like, if you live in Atlantic, but that date doesn't work for you, you can take your kid to Anita or to Lewis, whichever works the best into your schedule, and vice versa. Like, if Anita needs to come to Atlantic, they can do that too.
Very flexible. That's the point, is to get as many kids involved as possible. Give them options.
Yes.
Now, the registration deadline, it says here, is coming up on May 22nd. And we'll talk registration more specifically a little bit later on. The fee, $10. In fact, the fee, I think, is $10 for everything that's going on
here. Yep, for every
camp. So it's all real affordable. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's focus on the 3rd through 5th graders. What will they do?
Yeah, the 3rd through 5th is doing Fun in Flight this year. And we're going to explore things that fly. So we're really focusing on like rockets and kites and space and different things like that. So I think that's really interesting. Not something that you're really used to seeing on a day-to-day basis. So we have some really cool activities for that one with rockets and different airplanes and kites. And we're going to actually build our own kite. So that's something that's really neat about that one. And then again, June 8th from 10 to 3 in Anita is that one, is one of them. And then June 9th from 10 to 3 in Lewis. And then June 22nd from 10 to 3 in Atlantic.
Okay. And the it'll be at shelter number 5 at Lake Anita at Cold Springs in Lewis. And then the Camblin Edition out at Sunnyside Park is the one here in Atlantic, just to be more specific about those locations. Mm-hmm. But you'll get that information once they register, too. Now, the deadline for registration on those is a little different. It's May 26th for the June 8th and 9th events. And then Also, June 6th, so they have a little extra time to register for that one in Atlantic. So that's helpful there, too. Mm-hmm. Now, the 6th through 8th graders, they're going to get a little bit more, they're going to get a little dirtier, right?
Yes. I'm really excited about the 6th through 8th grade camp. We're going to do a Woodlands Adventure Camp this year. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of a newer camp. We haven't really done it a lot in the past. So it's, a good opportunity for the kids to come learn something different. It's really going to focus on forestry, and we're actually going to have one of the ladies from the conservation. She's going to come talk to us about her day-to-day job and what she does in the forestry unit. So I think that's going to be really cool. We're going to do some geocaching, and we also have someone to come in and do some wood carving. And for lunch, we're going to cook, we just decided, pizza in a Dutch oven for lunch. And so I think that those are all different things that kids don't get to do on a day-to-day basis that they're going to get to do that day. So that should be really fun.
Lunch at the Chuck Wagon, huh?
Yeah.
Very good. Well, it's an opportunity for them to get hands-on. And that's really, no matter which grade level you're talking about, that's the whole point of all this. Mm-hmm. It's not just sitting there listening to someone tell you about things. This is experiencing these things. Mm-hmm. That's the important part.
Yeah.
Now, the Woodlands Adventure Camp for the 6th through 8th graders, now this is going to be held when?
This one is going to be held on Friday, June 30th, and it's we have two different options. So there is busing available for this one. Okay. So if they want to leave from the community center, we will depart at 8 a.m. and return at 5 p.m. then. And if you're planning on, like, bringing your kid to this camp, they need to be there at 8:30 and be picked up by 4:30 so that we can get the rest of the kids back to the community center by 5 to meet their parents.
Okay, so then they'll get back in time. And again, the fee just $10. And that includes that pizza lunch.
Yep. All of that's included. I think that's the really, like, awesome thing about our two organizations working together. The $10 really just covers what they're getting for the camp. We're not charging anything additional and, like, keeping that money. So your $10 is definitely worth it. So for the 6th through 8th grade camp, their $10 fee covers their lunch. And then the kindergarten and 2nd and 3rd and 5th, their camp gets a t-shirt. So therefore, those are both kind of why their fees are $10.
Yeah, so you've got more invested in it than they're paying you, basically. Yes. Is what it amounts to. Now, the registration deadline is June 21st for the 6th through 8th grade camp. You've got some more time. As we said, the fee $10. Now, we mentioned registration. Registration is a little different depending upon the grade level with the times and that kind of stuff. But it's also a little bit different within the different school districts.
Yeah. So CAM and Griswold Schools will be getting their flyers at the school, and so the teachers will send them out, and then they can be returned to the Cass County Extension office. And then the Atlantic schools will be getting theirs at their sign up night that they have, and that is on Tuesday, May 16th, and it starts at 4:30. So we will be there at Washington Elementary to help you sign up and get prepared for those camps.
Okay. Now, if somebody can't make it that night?
Yeah,
they still sign up?
Yeah, if someone can't make it that night, you can either detach your form and send it in, pick up a paper. I'll leave some extra copies in the office there for them. Or you can just stop in at the Cass County Extension office and Community Center, and we'll help you out there. So,
is payment due at that time?
Yes, payment is due at the time of registration. Okay. So,
and they can find those forms also online on your website.
Yep, on our website. And also, if your child's not in 4-H, they have to fill out a health waiver, just so that we can make sure we have all the information that we need.
Okay, very good. Allergies, that kind of stuff. Make sure everybody's having a good and safe time.
Yes.
Very good. A lot of good summer camps. That's for K through 2nd. You've got separate ones for 3rd through 5th and also 6th through 8th graders. Now, your youngsters are going to fit into one of these categories, and they're going to have a lot of fun with it. And maybe make some new friends, too. Should be a lot of good times.
Yeah. Yep.
Very good. And again, it's real easy to do. That registration night in Atlantic, May 16th at Washington School Gymnasium. Otherwise, in the CAM and Griswold School Districts, you're going to have that information in your hands here very quickly. So get that filled out. Take a look through. Very inexpensive, just $10. Real good opportunities for your kids to get out and have some fun and then learn a few things in the summertime, too. Who says you can't learn in the summer, right?
Yeah.
Very good. Well, Shelby, thanks for coming out. I appreciate you and Laura Canning from Conservation helping to coordinate these summer camps again for kids.
Yeah, we're really excited to have them out and spending time with us this summer. And I'm really excited to be, this is my first year with summer camps, but Laura and I have a lot of fun things planned. So I think it should be a good time.